shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as and it leaves you dry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time our players had more discussions, introduced a new PC being played by Bramble with Layers. Kind of figured out a little bit about him and kind of figured out some other plot points before narrowing it down and getting a game plan together on what to do about Gracklestug. So, where we left off last time was everybody getting ready to head off to bed for the night before attacking the Whirlstone tunnels in the morning, or attempting to go that way. So, as everybody's kind of settling down, Layers does approach you, Sugar Shack, and says, hey boss, can we go talk somewhere? Like, there's a lot, but I don't know if I can trust these guys yet.
Sure thing, nephew. Let's head on up. All right, guys, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Cool. All right, and he's going to head over here into bed. We're going to a room. So as you guys kind of enter this very... It gets the job done, but it is, you know, not high class or anything like that. He just kind of goes, well, that's a lot. There's a lot in there. Like, they're pushing bodies together with, like, different shit. Like, what? You didn't tell me all that was going on.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't know either. That's why I sent you.
Fair.
So,
One second.
Did you ever find out who runs it?
Yeah, there's a Duergar named Gardekar. He's the one that is in charge.
Gardekar. Spell it.
GARTOKKAR.
I can't remember all that, sorry.
Does he have any distinguishing features on him? Think you could draw me a picture?
Not an artist, but I can try.
Alright, so here's what Shaq is going to do. I have the spell. He's gonna use Minor Illusion. And what he's going for is essentially, you ever seen a sketch artist at the police stations and whatnot?
Yeah.
We're going to do that. And I'm going to attempt to get an accurate depiction of what this guy looks like for the future.
Okay. I would say make a performance check with Or you know what? Make an intelligence check with advantage to see if you two can kind of get the information across.
Is his not here? I got a plus two.
Since he's not here, just go ahead and roll.
Yeah. Oh god, hold on. Oh no. I should probably break out the real dice. Oh my god. Yep, I should have did it.
What was it?
I think six.
With advantage?
Yeah, I used the D&D Beyond dice.
Gotcha. Yeah. He's gonna be like, okay. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't see him, so like I can't tell you. So, but
worth a shot. They didn't put no hands on you, did they?
No. I mean, if they did, I would have taken care of them. But no, it's just real bad. Tell me. Tell you what. He has to tell you what.
Oh, if somebody hurt you?
Oh, no, I would tell you, but no, nobody did.
Alrighty. I have those pies ready for you after we take care of the keepers of...
Alright, you better. That's like my one stipulation for this. Alright, well, I'm gonna head to bed, so I'll see you in the morning.
Ah.
And yeah, so
Shik's gonna head to bed as well.
Cool. Alright, so everyone can now long rest if they have not already. Change your spells up, all that good stuff. In the morning, level up now. No. Not yet. You just leveled up.
It's been a while.
But yeah, you guys slowly, one by one, start waking up in the morning. Darrendale and Ronk kind of stay out here. Since they were teleported by Mordekesh to kind of be the distraction, they just kind of are there. So, point them in the direction of where they need to go, and they will go. But yeah, one by one, you guys start to make your way out to the main entrance, main area of the Shattered Spire.
Before we go, could I have possibly looked at the map, really well, taking some time to kind of like analyze the way that it looks and everything?
Sure. It would have been over here with Flaffle, because that's what Flaffle was doing the night before.
I gotta get back on
that. He'd be out cold in this chair, though, because he probably stayed up a little too late, so he is zonked.
I'm kind of looking at possible places that, based on how the drow like to do things, me being kind of like at the bottom rung of a lot of that society, I'm kind of looking to see where there could be advantageous places to put secret pockets for possible escape or hiding reinforcements or supplies.
Okay. I would say make an investigation check for me.
Okay, I'm going to use guidance for this.
As you better.
Is there another way for me to also help myself even more? Less is just attack rolls and saving throws, so I'm not going to attack the map. Well, maybe mentally.
Watch it.
This enhanced ability. Advantage on... here we go. I'm going to use enhanced ability.
Okay.
Fox is cunning to give me advantage on intelligence checks.
Okay.
though, that now I have that. All right, and now I shall roll this with advantage. That is... Oh, god damn it, you had to be so bad. All right, D4. Fuck, a 13.
Let's say it was a 13. The map that you have in front of you obviously isn't fully detailed. It is a rough sketch. However, you do notice that some of the tunnels were noted to have different exit points, and some of them aren't drawn. So there could be hidden tunnels, there could be secret entrances in different areas that you can go in this. It's kind of a ever-changing landscape, basically.
Would the map at Sugar Shack's have a better detail?
Yes, the one at Sugar Shack's is, from what you remember seeing, it is very well drawn, very laid out. Has basically mapped out a whole area.
Ivan's gonna walk over to Sugar Shack. Hey, cousin. Do you mind if do you mind if I go into your house to look at the map? Okay, thank you. I am going to go, and because Ivan is not a militaristic person, mm-hmm. Ivan may have known the tunnels in the lower, it being forced to kind of live that way, and it's been revealed that he's kind of also kind of existed around fire giants who tend to use tunnels a lot. Mm-hmm. He may not know a whole lot when it comes to strategy, and so he's going to approach Khazad.
Isn't Sugar Shack's outside the tavern?
It is. It's right around the back here.
Okay. I dug a hole
There's
in the back.
There's a movable rod in the door. Just so you remember.
Yeah, but there's a window.
There is a window, right?
You can't open the window.
Or like you can the rod is helpful, there's but there's a window.
There is a back door, I see.
But,
where the beds are at.
Yeah, so Ivan walks up to Khazad. Khazad?
Yeah.
I want to get your opinion on the map and the place we're going. I don't have a very good military mind. I wasn't taught all of that, but I want to look to see if there's any hidden areas where reinforcements or supplies or hideouts or escape points or places for someone to disappear and reappear in the map. So, and the one I drew isn't super detailed. It's kind of just a rough sketch of what I saw at Shuka's, but maybe I asked him, he said we could go take a look. Do you mind following me and helping me look?
Khazad just kind of smiles. He goes, you want to fight like a drow. Okay. And he's gonna get up and follow Ivan.
I'm not looking for advantage here because I still have my enhance ability.
Right.
I'm actually looking for I'm actually wanting him to look for something entirely different.
Okay.
Where I can find escape places or places that we would, that, you know, the drow would put like items in a more secretive place, because mm-hmm. that's what we dealt with when it comes to disappearing, reappearing in other places or places to hide reinforcements. That's way more Khazad's area. And so I want him to look for that stuff.
Can I roll that as an insight, because like looking back at like my training and knowledge and looking at the map, trying to gain understanding of our potential battlefield?
Yes. However, the second that you guys go outside, I need both of you to roll a perception check.
Okay. Let's see here.
Some guidance to this. Whoa, never mind.
That's an 18.
18?
Natural one. Ivan is very focused.
So not kind of looking around, Ivan, you don't catch this. However, Kazad, you are looking around and you are not seeing a single person. It is eerily quiet. And you notice that the Phaedrus that is out here is a lot thicker.
I'm going to just kind of reach out and like arm bar Ivan. And him like look around. Like, I'm not saying anything. I just kind of motion around us. And I'm like signing to him that something's wrong.
Because I know under common, I sign back. Has it always been this empty?
Kazad just shakes his head and motions for him to head over to Shookashak's.
Ivan shall do so quietly.
Yeah. Kazad's following, but now he's got like his hand on Duskbringer.
Okay. Make a stealth check, both of you. Guidance. If you were trying to move along sneakily.
Guidance on Kazad, because I just rolled a 19.
Oh, I rolled a 19 too. So
I got 19 plus two, so I got a 22.
Quiet as a mouse, you guys move underneath the tavern to Shookashak's little lair. You stand up and take a look and go ahead and roll your insight check.
And me, my investigation, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Now, could I possibly, just because investigation is poo-poo, maneuver it to a survival? Because I'm looking for where people would put like loot items and
Since you're kind of analyzing the map and you're trying to look for different things, go ahead and make survival.
Awesome.
And that's a dirty 20 for me.
Jesus,
these dice are liking me a lot better than the game the other night.
Good. I was about to say you were getting destroyed the other day.
Yeah.
Enhance ability, you will have to roll.
I said I'm dropping.
Okay.
Yeah. 19 plus my guide. No, not going to roll the guide. Guidance is a cantrip.
Can guess that.
Okay. Nope. Okay. That's a 3, so I got a 22.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, easy enough. In fact, let me switch the map up real quick to show you exactly what you see. That is kind of what you see off of the rip, and you do see very intricate, what looks to be string tied in between different points that I don't think any of you can read it.
What is it written in?
You're muted.
Oh.
Draconic.
Oh, I don't know how to read that. Never mind.
Actually, hang on just a second. I might have something for this. I have comprehend languages as a ritual.
Oh.
Let's fucking go.
Okay.
Nice.
I picked the right person.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Good question. I don't mean to derail. Does anybody have detect magic just for the sake of, because I'm taking care of my spells for the long rest?
Yeah, I have detect
magic. Yeah, I've got it.
Well. I believe I do.
Okay, cool. Cool beans. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, so I've got comprehend languages, so I can read that.
Okay. Sugar check, what all is there?
back. All right. So pretty much what you would have is where each group, each major faction in a city, their region of control. So like for the Keepers of the Flame, it'd essentially be like, what is it again, Ryan? Is it like south of the chasm?
Yeah.
That splits the city. You have where the Stone Giants primarily stay. You'll see a bunch of people in the tunnels, and now it's essentially like Brokey and his smuggling ring. A lot of where their operations are. And just like key figures in each faction, essentially.
Kazad is,
and like areas where they're seen.
All of that information into Elvish. And
you do see a couple no-go zones where you do not go for one reason or the other.
Okay.
And would he have seen anything about the library? At least the structure of it?
No. Because you don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah, that's it. That's essentially what it would have, I think, realistically.
Yep.
Kazad is like transcribing this information, and he's also like reading it out loud and showing Ivan like what the stuff that he's writing down means and how it relates to the map, because he remembered that Ivan doesn't know how to read or write.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's doing all of this, he's explaining all of this information out loud and showing like what the different words and symbols that he's writing down means.
Oh, so that's what that meant. I always wondered what that meant. So, Hulk.
Yep.
So as he's telling me like where the Keepers of the Flames are and where the Stone Giants are,
mm-hmm.
Ivan is going to make a connection that the Stone Giants attacked around the same time that that one person showed up trying to possess the person. So Ivan's going to make a leap of faith here. And think that there is something connected here. And he's going to focus what he was looking for on those two sections.
Okay.
So he's looking inside for like any places of resources, for possible places of hiding themselves, weaker people hiding.
So what
in those two areas?
In those two areas, you would see there are three major outlets, or four, I'm sorry, on that side of the cavern. The Lodger's Furrow is the large trench in between the two parts of the city. But what you would see is they have four major routes out, or three that are connected, that you would probably assume there's either some kind of storage back there or some mode of transportation in and out of the city from there. Other than that, one of the things that is marked as a no-go is the East Cleft District. The other is, I believe it was Thumberchild's Lair, correct? And then the Hold are like the three major no-goes. However, there is the cavern, where the Stone Giants are, there's a red line that just goes up and down, like he's marked it off that it's blocked. So there could be stuff in there that could be being held. However, now you do have an entrance to that with the Stone Giant breaking through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you are able to find all of that plus you see, like, off the basic map, certain exits to
to the city are marked off, especially towards the east or the west side of the city. Especially on your side of it.
So, Hulk, what Khazad would be doing, like, in addition to all of this information, is he's looking for choke points, spots to set up where the enemy could be drawn into an ambush and killed, and potentially, like, alternate routes into the areas that are under enemy control, places that they could try to sneak in and cut the head off the snake. Things like that is what he's looking for, in addition to the stuff that Ivan was talking about, like storing caches of weapons and hiding reinforcements and stuff like that.
Okay.
But he's looking for choke points that the team could exploit, as well as choke points that could potentially be exploited against us.
Okay. So I posted it in handouts as well, and both of these images are going to be posted up whenever the video comes out.
Cool.
But that is a basic layout of Gracklestug. The southern, like, southwestern corner, that would be the best place to be a check or a chokehold or choke point. Okay. Storage-wise, you would assume the best place is going to be Thumberchild's lair, which is on the very southern little strip that kind of has a tunnel and then opens up. But that is the best place. If you're going to do something like that, then that is the best place. But that is what you see.
All right. Give me one second. I'm trying to take some notes here.
Yeah.
Khazad?
Yeah.
Do you have money?
Let me look and see, actually.
Because I have 7 silver, and that's not enough.
Yeah, he digs in his pocket for a minute and pulls out a coin purse. He's got like 65 gold coins.
I have 7 silver. I'm very bad at money, and so I have given all my money away, I think. But I would like to go and look at the magic place. I didn't really get a look around there. Would you be willing to spot me some money?
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay. So with that, we will move back inside as they're kind of coming out. So we will move you two there. Move you guys out here. So Warden, Sugarshack, Flaffle, what would the three of you guys be doing in this time that they have stepped out?
I'm still in Sentry's Rest.
Flaffle is probably still asleep. Like I said, he stayed up late, kind of going over, looking for the ideal places to place explosives. So he's out.
Yep. Okay. Shook-a-shack. You made it.
It's the morning now, right?
Yes.
I thought. So if that was the case,
which, by the way, Droki is not here, as well as the bartender Trognir has made breakfast for everyone and essentially has told you that while you stay here, you are covered under the city. So, food is free.
Well, I guess while they were doing that, he would have probably ate. And honestly, he needs to probably going to look for and get to, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a place where, you know, adventurers could go to get to buy something that may not be magical. So, like, you know, weapons, stuff. Or is it just the store that we saw? That's the only.
No. There's, so what you would know of that, of the city is, the Dark Lake districts hold something called the Blade Bazaar. And yeah. It is the overall, like, market, flea market kind of area of the city.
Well, that's where I'm going to go.
Okay. Yeah, as soon as you step outside, make a perception check.
Yeah. Nope, never again. Nine.
Okay. You just see a very large quantity of Phaedrus.
Second, I'm going to test something out. Oh. Sorry, I wrote on that one. All right, cool. So, just going to keep on skedaddling.
Yep. So you head out.
Actually, Equals, I mean, excuse me, Sugar Shack's smarter than that. He understands that we are considering going to war with a certain group of people, so he's not actually going to split off by himself right now. He's going to stay exactly where he's at and enjoys the breakfast.
Okay.
Going to wait on Warden and wait for Flaffle to wake up.
Very well. After a point, the door opens, Ivan, Khazad return, and yeah.
Khazad is immediately going to tell the rest of the group that the phase rust outside is a lot worse and there's like nobody on the streets and that something is very wrong outside.
He's going to make to do that and
wake up Flaffle.
Okay.
So we can tell them about the phase rust thing. Oh, were you I mean,
I was just going to shush them because, you know, they're sleepy.
Oh, but it's yeah, okay.
No, you're good.
I'm being what? Silly. We should keep them asleep, but it's about phase rust.
They just seemed very stressed out last night. You know, what with that one not knowing who they were, you know, changing colors and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, you know, his anxiety just gets to him. But
I mean,
we are probably at war.
Is it? Okay, so yes, no, maybe so. What did I do, cousin?
Yeah, let's just wake him up.
Oh, okay. Hey, Flaffle.
Right, Flaffle just like curled up like a cat would be, like tail kind of wrapped around him, like head down, mouth kind of ajar with a little bit of drool coming out, just.
Blah, blah, blah.
Little twitches from the tail.
Flaffle. The phase rust is inside the tavern.
What?
Make sure you woke up. No, there's a lot of phase rust outside though, and no one. We can't see anyone.
From like clicking out the windows?
No, like we walked outside, and there's like.
You did what?
Yeah.
Flaffle's like wide awake. You did no, 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 no. No.
I went and studied the map outside. In Shookashack's house.
No! Oh, no. Did you cast Detect Invisibility?
No, but I was pretty stealthy.
Oh, no. Ah! Crap. Flaffle hops over the chair and scurries over to Shookashack. Mr. Shookashack, hello. Good morning. You may be compromised?
Did you? That one of perhaps, you know, potentially burnt the maps after you looked at them?
Did you burn the maps?
Long shot. I know it's a long shot, believe me, but,
Were we supposed
to? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, let's just say if somebody were to follow you into there, they would know everything we now know.
Oh, no.
Can they read Draconic?
You're trying to build a dragon.
They worship Thunder Chow. I would think so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, that's how did you get out?
The window.
Did you remove the rod? I look over, the rod's still there.
The window. Yeah, you forgot that there's a window.
What did I miss? Warden.
So Flaffle's worried that somebody followed these two to my home.
I can and, go check you know, real quick.
So all our information.
Hey, I'll just go check. Go out the window.
You going back out?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not gonna die.
Kazad just kind of like reaches like to try to stop Ivan, and he just kind of pulls his hand back. He's like,
"Oh, we're all gonna die."
So Shukashat is gonna like grab them. Hey, you two, follow me, and he's gonna take them towards the back of the tavern, and he's gonna show them a little door has been dug out in the back.
Okay.
Kazad's going to go out that door, and he's going to go to Shikshak's to try to make sure that Ivan's safe.
Okay, Ivan, as you get outside, I need you to roll a perception check for me.
I like to believe Sugar Shack just lifts up a floorboard and he just has like a hole underneath.
Absolutely.
You know?
Two, so 23.
Okay. Seems clear for now.
Well, now that Ivan is a little bit more kind of hesitant, Ivan's going to wild shape into a spider.
Hey.
Is he outside? Mm-hmm. Does Wild Shape a spell?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh, okay, good. Woo!
Yeah, it's not polymorph. Now I'm just going to Wild Shape into a spider and crawl all sneakily up the building and down the building.
Hey, cousin, just a heads up. Maybe, I don't know, just go ahead and get rid of those maps. Just ruffle it all up if you get the chance.
Hey, pause. Sorry. Pause real quick, just so this can be edited out. I just wanted to ask a quick question. There were others with Detect Magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to remove Detect Magic to add something else since we have that covered. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give it a pause, and then we can kind of cut back in so you can edit that output.
All right.
Just kind of spider my way over the building and into Shikashak's house. Before I come out of being spider, I'm trying to look around and see if anything is off or different or anybody in here.
Are you casting Seek Invisibility, or are you just trying to...
I don't have that.
Okay. Make another perception check.
To feel the vibe in the room. I don't know. But yeah, I'll make a perception check.
Or investigation, whichever one.
Can't cast guidance on myself while in wild shape. And so, 14.
Good. You see your two sets of footprints going in because it is kind of like a dusty layer.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, with a 14, you don't really see anything more than the maps and you wouldn't see anything else. Everything looks untouched other than you guys.
Would this be around the time that Kazad is coming back?
Yeah,
Kazad kind of like crawls down a ladder, like a makeshift ladder that comes out of the hole.
And I'm just this itty bitty little spider. And I let go of the wild shape as I grow in size first as a spider. And then human like my arms manifest as the spider limbs fuse together. And then the body morphs back into Ivan as I stand up.
Point of order. Kazad, make a Just make a general perception check for me.
So, damn. 7.
Damn. Oh. He shifts back and...
Okay, we're good.
True. But yeah.
Kazad sees Ivan, like, transforming from this spider and has this moment of, like, very brief panic that washes over him. He, like, maintains his composure and he looks at Ivan and he goes, I'm going to need you to not do that again.
They're just the smallest thing. Okay.
It wasn't about the size and more about how you shapeshift.
I'm sorry. I'll try. Okay, I don't normally use it.
Or they're in Sugar Shack's little hideout right now, right?
Correct.
I have a question. Okay. I have a passive perception of 17.
Okay.
Would that have helped me see anything better than my active perception?
I would say no. Only because they're real.
You cut out.
You cut out real bad there, friend.
Yeah.
Shit. Hold on. Okay, there we go. There isn't a whole lot else in this room.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stay away from the spiders. Maybe I'll practice turning into a fly.
That better? Kazad,
if I had a nickel for every paladin I've played that's had a weird thing about the druid shapeshifting, I'd have 2 nickels. It's not a lot, but it's weird that it's happened twice.
Oh, poor Oscar. We miss you.
I will say, since you are like kind of zeroing in on the transformation, he does not look like a... Like, when he transforms, it is not like a drow spider. Like,
okay,
it is a little bit lighter purple color, and you still see the star shapes on him, even in spider form.
Alright, now that is taken care of, let me see something here real quick. Kazad wants to do a quick investigation as well.
Ivan's just going to start pulling the maps down and getting them ready to burn.
I find it funny.
So he definitely doesn't see anything.
Mm-mm, what is your investigation?
3.
Oh.
Yeah, my passive is an 11, so.
My passive's 18.
You took the wrong one. You should have taken the kobold. Always take anyone. The kobold.
I mean, the kobold could have followed us if he wanted to. He was truly so concerned.
The kobold is spazzing.
But yeah, I'm going to start gathering up the maps and putting them into a small container of sorts that could hold the fire without itself catching on fire.
Okay.
And I'm going to look at Kazad. We memorized these maps, right?
Yeah, Kazad would have taken the time to, like, hang on a second, let me look and see if I've got something in my inventory specifically.
I thought, yeah, I copied it over the night before.
Yeah, he would have gathered some stuff from around and, like, copied the maps and, like, took his notes and stuff like that.
He pulls out his 2008 Toshiba digital camera and snaps a couple pictures.
It's just a super spy kind camera.
What is wrong with you?
He's going to take them back now and print them out on his HP inkjet printer. Sponsor us.
A part of the dragon constellation flickers as he casts Sacred Flame on the pile of maps. As a small red star appears above, and then just a blast of flame comes down.
Nice.
Yep. And they catch fire.
So do we watch it burn? Or are we good?
Do we watch it burn? I like the way the fire flickers in my eyes.
Just a second. Just to...
I feel like an innate drow thing sparking up in me. With
I want
fire.
To touch it. It dances for me. Everything must burn in this wonderful flame.
Well, I guess we just... How long do maps and other things take to burn?
Not long. Literally, it ignites, and within like a minute and a half, it is...
So paper has a, burning temp of approximately 125 Fahrenheit. Those
now, what's that in Celsius?
Stop me at any point. in Celsius, I believe it's about 42. I don't know. I'm not from across the pond, brother.
We're good old American, where we use F instead of C.
We use feet to measure our stuff.
Everything's with an
yard.
You are actually very close. It's 50 degrees Celsius.
But I tell you, I guess I am.
I'm going to motion to Ivan, and he's going to be like, let's get out of here.
Flaffle, at this point, I would believe, is probably back over at the table with his map out, triple checking everything on it real quick. If kobolds could sweat, he would be sweating. You can tell he's very antsy. He's kind of like jittering, kind of reaching over to the bowl of breakfast and kind of just nibbling on things as he pours over it.
Before we go, Ivan wants to look around the room for anything, because he has nothing, for anything that might be helpful going forward, like a potion or something that, or something valuable that Shooka Shack might have forgotten in here.
Do you ask?
To whom?
The group?
Inside Shooka Shack's house?
Oh, you're still in Shooka Shack's place.
Yeah, he's
still my bad. Yeah, yeah, he just asked nobody around you.
You're
this invisible Duergard. Go. Well, actually, I got a health potion right here if you want it.
Who said that?
You see a misshapen brick that, if you push, the wall descends into a weapons closet similar to Men in Black,
still
the movie.
Nothing but sex toys.
Awesome. I'm gonna take this this staff of fireball.
No,
this is fun. This is fun. Dungeon.
Okay, go ahead, Shooka Shack.
Shooka Shack is destitute. He doesn't even have a weapon. All he has is the clothes on his back and a couple maps.
Okay. There's no little object that I might grab from here just in case something bad happens to Shooka Shack.
You see his he has like a family of spiders in one corner of the room that he's been feeding little increments of flies and whatnot.
I will.
Other than that, that's it. Those are his main companions.
I will take some food that might draw in some ants or flies and set it next to the web to hopefully lure in flies.
I like how Shampra's lizard thing is transferring over to you with a spider thing.
No, these are just random spiders he had in his home.
Oh, here's Mr. Form. Banjo.
Yeah, but that's his companionship.
I will.
It's a little spider with a little hat.
Before leaving,
and this
I will
send
do
me two
one
legs.
Last check. I'll do okay. one last check of the room before I leave. Okay. Now that I can cast Guidance, you fuck. You dirty, dirty ass cracker.
I think we need to make it a rule that we don't use.
Can we say that on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we need to use physical.
Hey, Ritz, sponsor us. We'll take you too, Lance. We'll take you too.
brand. That's a. Well, depends. I mean, there's a. Yeah, that's
that market.
Yep. Yeah, you look around one last time to see if you see anything, and it's just as you left it. So
I'm gonna try something crazy. Yeah. I've never done this before. Go ahead.
On your way out, Timmy Two Legs in the corner and just sort of waves one of his spider arms at you.
Oh, you all come back now, you hear? I'm going to look at the stars.
The fucking fireflies from Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
Spiders.
I'm gonna look at the stars on my body and kind of look up or down. Not sure where stars go, but I'm looking. I'm guessing up because sky, and I'm gonna ask. So can't really remember your name, but if you could help and look after us, and you know, shoot me a sign if I missed anything or. If we're all gonna die, or if we're in danger, or really just give me some help here, be awesome. But, yeah.
I love this prayer of like, hey, God, I don't remember your name. Never really paid that much attention, but hey, look, been really swell working with you, I think. So if you could, like, I don't know, send me a miracle, that'd be cool.
I just need a little bit of help. I'm not Thanks. A very smart person. Bro? I just don't want to die, and I don't want any of my friends to die. And so
your God's really, just up there full face palm right now going, what have I done?
Like, I'm pretty sure you're a girl, so if you could have my back girl, that'd be great.
What have I done?
Please tell me Kazad hears this. Like, he's not, like, up the ladder yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stop climbing the ladder. He slides down and he turns around and he looks at Ivan. He's doing like the concern meme. He goes, repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Dark Dancer, please preserve us.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.